Sports Desk, your 950 KJR Sports
Headlines. Alrighty, headlines on a Friday night right here on Softy and Dick Without Dick. Camp Cleland in for Dick are brought to you by our friends at VenueKings.com.
Live!
Oh, man, this whole system all day long.
No, we'll do it live!
It's unreal. Maybe he needs a tune-up or something. Anyway, Masters round two is in the books. Justin Rose, your leader at 7 under par after a second round 72. Will Zalatoris and Brian Harman, 6 under par, tied for second. Mark Leishman and Jordan Spieth, by the way, tied for fourth at 5 under par. Seahawks are re-signing defensive back Demarius Randall. Spent most of his time at safety a year ago, but will be playing mostly corner in 2021. All right, joining us right now on the show, a guy who's been out there at UW the last couple days watching spring ball. Here to give us his top 15 things he's seen so far at Husky football practice, the voice of the Dogs, our friend Tony Castricone. Tony, how are you, pal?
Well, I'm not Christian Capel. I don't have the bullet points, the numbers all out and everything. But no, I mean, hey, look, first, it's exciting to be out there. That's awesome. Secondly, I am so excited about the defense. I just think there's so much talent all over the place. And, you know, ZTF stormed onto the scene and is going to be an All-American caliber player as long as he's not dealing with a double team on every single snap. But if he is, that's going to open up things for other people. So yeah, I'm really excited about the defense. The secondary continues to be loaded. I'm really excited to figure out what a depth chart looks like at the inside linebacker position. I'm curious to see, you know, who in that room, really flashes this spring. And it might be the fall before that becomes more clear because there's going to be more hitting in the fall, you know, but, and then on the offensive end, I'm the running backs room is loaded. I get the sense, guys, I don't know about your opinion, I get the sense that this is Dylan Morris's team for the time being, unless somebody just really, you know, really steps up in an unforeseen way. I just think Dylan Morris did such a nice job of running the offense, but now he's got to get in a comfort zone with some of these receivers, you know. Jalen Polk, I'm excited to see. Taj Davis has flashed a little bit here in the first couple of days. And so, yeah, just so many angles, so many storylines. I'm just excited that spring ball's going on.
You know, you mentioned, Tony, you mentioned already with Dylan Morris and the quarterback situation. I loved his relationship that he developed with, of course, hyper-biased in my way, knowing that it's Cade Naughton, and watching the offense and with Coach Donovan and how he adapted a little bit to that. But talk a little bit when you've seen and what you've seen from the youngster on the block, the crafty lefty that's decided to come in with Sam Heward, and seeing that opportunity with those two getting after it in a spring with each other and knowing that both quarterbacks are going to push each other.
Yeah, so Sam has such great touch on his passes, and it's very exciting. And obviously, he comes in with great credentials, highly rated. Dad and uncle are good friends, so, like, you know, he's in the Husky family already from the first day that he steps on campus. But he also, and I, there's just going to be a lot to running this pro style offense, and I think there's a big mental component to the game that Dylan Morris, already 2 years into the system, is going to have great command and control of the offense. And I just think anybody stepping into it for the first time, trying to learn it, is going to be thinking a lot. And obviously, the less thinking and the more, you know, things become kind of instinctive and intuitive, and you're just kind of reacting out there, that will help the game slow down. And I think Dylan Morris is probably the guy that is seeing the defense in that way the most right now. So, you know, I do think he's going to be at the pole position heading into the fall camp and heading into the first game of the season against Montana. But, you know, I'm curious to see over these 15 practices and then fall camp how Sam comes along from that mental perspective, from that leadership perspective, because certainly he's got tons of talent with the arm. It's really exciting to watch.
No, there's no doubt. And look, obviously the wide receivers have gotten the lion's share of the attention in the media in the last few weeks because there's been so many stories about them, right? So much change with the players taking off, the players coming in. You mentioned Polk, and now you know reports about Jackson from Michigan showing up. Do you have any concerns about depth in 2021? Or for 2021, should Jalen McMillan, Rome Odunze, Terrell Bynum, Cade Otton, Mark Redmond as pass catchers, maybe even throw Jack Westover and Dylan Culp in there as well. Do they have enough in 2021, or is depth the problem for you?
You know, I mean, I think they've got enough. I think, you know, if they add one more, that would help. But, I mean, look, even when this team goes four wide, it's not like they're usually going with four wide receivers.
Right.
You know, normally a five-wide set, an empty set, will still include one running back running routes and a tight end as well. So, you know, they don't really align with more than three wide receivers all that often. And so, you know, I'm not that concerned about it. I mean, I think really, you know, it's not the NFL where you've only got a 53-team roster. You got 85 guys out there. And as long as the six are, A, able to stay mostly healthy, and, B, are able to develop into the kind of players that these guys want their wide receivers to be, the numbers of it don't really bother me that much. But, yeah, if you could add another one or two, you know, and if the Jackson thing ends up coming through, yeah, I mean, that would be certainly a positive to add some talent and depth to the room.
Yeah, with Coach Lake's attitude, this is kind of his first spring. This is that first run where you know, last year was a year of, we call it a fall practice schedule. It felt like it was so different. It didn't feel like we were waiting, hoping, and wishing games were played. But now it feels like this is the start. This is the opportunity. Can you talk a little bit about the energy, the change, the way Coach Lake is speaking to the guys, how he's putting his stamp with these guys in spring?
Yeah, I think there's a real energy out there. And, you know, I mean, it's funny. They even have a DJ who literally plays the whole practice. Like, I don't know how common that is at other schools now, but, you know, to have music going for the entire practice, there's a vibe and an energy, and guys are certainly locked in and having a good time. And, you know, last year was just so bizarre. The fact that you have a four-game season, I mean, that is literally an NFL preseason. That's not a season.
Yeah,
that's an NFL preseason, and it's strange and bizarre. And it didn't include the Cougs. It didn't include the Ducks. It didn't include a bowl game. That's just, let's not do that again.
Yeah.
Let's move forward. Let's play 12 games. Let's go to Ann Arbor. Let's like do this thing right. And I think everybody is so hungry for that within this program. Gosh, I've said it a million times before, but I can't give enough credit to Jimmy Lake for, think about, you wait your entire lifetime for the opportunity to be a head coach. And then it comes, and then a worldwide pandemic happens for the first time in 102 years.
It's crazy.
And you just don't, it's just crazy. And so the relentless positivity, the energy that he brought every day, keeping guys focused, keeping a lot of guys on board. Like, think about this. There's a lot of Californians on this roster, guys from other states who were willing to be essentially locked in their dorm rooms and not see anybody, not do anything. And he was able to keep them engaged. And I know this is tough. I know you miss friends, family, everything. Just stick with me. This is going to be worth it. Like, I don't know that a lot of people have thought about that aspect, but that's part of what Coach Lake and the staff had to do. They had to build the relationships with the guys. They had to keep them around, and I think they've done a fantastic job.
Yeah, with as few games as almost anybody else in college football. So whatever reward is out there for these kids for, you know, dedicating themselves to the cause, I guess, if you will, is obviously still out there because they haven't really been able to cash in yet on that perseverance and that patience. So I'm curious to see what that means in 21. But Tony Castricone is with us on the radio show, and you mentioned the inside linebacker depth, the linebacker depth overall. And, you know, my God, it feels like it's been forever. We've been hearing about Tuli and Taki, Taki and Tuli, Sam Taimani and Latuli Gassanoa, and it's now their time. I mean, you were there there, right? You know, a couple days ago when Jimmy just said, look, they're 4-year guys. It's time for them to step up. And if they do step up, that really seems to be what this defense has been missing. I've said it before. I'll say it again. If this program is going to get back to where it once was, they have to start dominating the line of scrimmage. And it starts with, I think, for the defense, those two big guys up front. Are you getting the sense? Do you feel good in the direction that those two guys are moving in?
Yeah, you know, I noticed for sure Taki Taimani making some plays. I've also noticed they've done some things with 3 D linemen and 5 up front, with Fatui Tuitele getting some reps early in the ones versus the ones. And so, you know, I mean, I still think this is going to be mostly a nickel defense that you'll see, no question about that. But yeah, I'm with you. I mean, it stinks that we didn't get to see Levi Onwuzurike, who was supposed to be a senior and who was supposed to play last year,
right?
And probably would have, sans pandemic. We didn't get to see him one final time in the purple and gold. He probably was going to be the next guy, that was just going to be a wrecking ball in that line of guys like Vita Vea and Greg Gaines. So Levi's off to the NFL, and hats off to him, and best of luck. And we're excited for him to be the next great pro dog up front. But I think, you know, Tulian Taki and then Fatui Tuitele, I'm excited to see what their production is like. And again, the trenches, I'm not, you know, it's hard to really know how the trenches are going to develop through spring when they're not in pads right now. But I think the spring game, you know, coming up just 3 weeks from tomorrow, which we'll broadcast right here on KJR.
Yep.
I'm excited to see that. And then and fall camp and see if some of these guys are able to take the next step.
Hey, Tony, real quick before you go, got about 30 seconds. You are on the air tomorrow morning and throughout the month. What's happening Saturdays?
So we've got Husky football Saturdays live from 10 to 11, which is right. It's going to coincide with the start of practice. I've got Dick Baird with me tomorrow. If you got any tips for working with Dick, let me know. I'm excited to have him in the booth. I think you'll be up with me the week after that, at least the week after that, and then we're going to broadcast a spring game. So tons of Husky football coverage here on KJR this month.
My advice for you with Coach Baird for tomorrow is prepare to be surrounded by a ton of negativity.
That and the kicking game.
He is the most negative person walking the face of the earth, and of course I'm being totally sarcastic. Tony, you're the man. Great stuff. Enjoy tomorrow.
Thanks,
we'll talk
Tony.
Soon, pal. Appreciate it, buddy.
Yeah, great to talk to you guys.
You got it, man. Tony Castricone with us. So Carlos Dunlap was on with us yesterday, and he said he thought Russell Wilson would be here as long as Pete Carroll is the coach of the Seahawks. Mm-hmm. Do we agree with that? Do you agree with that? We'll discuss it next on Softy and Dick. Without Dick, Cam Cleland in for Dick. Coming up on a busy Friday on 950K.